Today, this construction weekend, we want to prepare our hearts for what God is about to do. I say what God is about to do. Amen. Walking in God's favor. How many of you would like to walk in God's favor? Amen. The Bible said Noah, he walked with God. He found grace. He found grace. The NIV version calls that, he said, it's favor. So wherever you go, there's favor. Praise ye the Lord. I'm not going to read the whole story of... How many of us know the story of Noah? Genesis chapter 6, 7, 8. Even the kids know it, right? The kids know it? If kids out there? David, remember the story of Noah? The teenage class, praise ye the Lord. So Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8. We're going to dissect a few of these and see what we could learn moving forward as the Lord begins to expand his work in your life and my life. In Jesus' name. Favor. How do we define favor? Say someone liking you enough to help you exit your season in which you are now. Someone in the season you are, who steps into your season and willing to bring you up higher. What does that remind you of? Jesus. Say, Jesus came down to earth when we couldn't reach out to him. He came down to be like us. He that knew no sin became sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Most of God's instructions to us, a lot of times comes very irrational, but not impossible. Amen? The little thing that you have in your hand when God calls you to do a job, it may look little, but in his hand becomes magnified. The seed of who you are, the destiny that he has in mind for you, is within you. Praise ye the Lord. And we just need to tap into it. God never created any of us junk. Amen?
Yeah.
He created you and I an original.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to be like Mike.
Amen.
Is somebody with me?
Yeah.
I want to be like Jesus.
Amen.
Because he's the original blueprint. Praise ye the Lord, somebody.
Hallelujah.
A lot of the young people, they want to be like this. They want to be like this. God has created each and every one of us with a unique fingerprint.
Amen.
And his thought towards us is always good.
Hallelujah.
It is the enemy that has come to kill, to steal, to destroy homes, marriages, and what have you. But we thank God that the purpose for which God has sent you to this earth, darkness will not fall upon it. The light of life will shine upon it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The seed will not die in the ground. Amen. You will not labor in vain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the reason that we are encouraged in these monthly consecrations to seek the Lord. It says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to examine the case of Noah. Because Noah, if we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, 5 and 8, there was so much wickedness around him. Just like today. There's so much wickedness. But the Bible says Noah found grace. He found favor. To the intent that himself, his family, was saved from all the calamities. So, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was evil continually. Next verse, please. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him to his heart. 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both man and beast, creeping things and all that stuff. Eight. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. My prayer that each day you and I, called by his name, will find grace in the eyes of the Lord to walk the walk, to fulfill our destiny. The Bible says, take heed, lest no man take thy crown. Say, take heed, let no man. So there's a crown of righteousness that God has preserved for you and me. So it's possible somebody else steals it. Is that true? If you don't fulfill your calling. How, if I'm talking generality, spiritually, physically, or whatever season you could be, that you could be facing, how do you get out of it? Has sometimes you been in a situation, you're saying, how do I get out of this? Have you been there? How do I get out of this? I'm going to list a few things. Until you despise your present situation or your present season, your future will never materialize. When the revivals, Welsh revival, started, or the Azusa, there were a couple of men who wanted to see Jesus. They were sick and tired of being sick and tired of the status quo. Except you and I as believers become sick and tired of being sick and tired of what Christendom has become. It will be same old, same old. And that is why we encourage to participate in this fasting. To break up the fallow ground, that the Lord will come and reign righteousness. That you and I, Emmanuel, Chris, Sister Kate, Christy, can be Jesus to everybody around us. Is somebody with me? So if you are not participating, I encourage you in the name of Jesus. Just keep a meal if you can. And next one, you try a meal and a half. And seclude yourself. There's a song we should sing. Say, I will dig a little deeper. Jesus' love must be sweeter. I will dig a little deeper, deeper yet. I will dig a little deeper. Jesus' love must be sweeter. I will dig a little deeper, deeper yet. What God is calling you and I to is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than all of us combined. And until we see this picture, we'll continue to live in mediocrity. Stop focusing on your past. Start reaching out to your future. Start talking. Start thinking like you're already in your future. Have faith in your destiny. Praise the Lord. Have faith in your destiny. God did not send you here. Send me here to play church. To come and go and come and go. Wednesday, Sunday, there has to be a difference. Amen. There has to be a difference. I'm talking of what you need to do to exit your present season. We have to despise our present condition to be able to see the future. Your present condition, find someone who is in the season you desire to be in and honor them. If there's somebody in the season you'd like to be in, honor them, the Lord in them. Is somebody with me? He said that's an hokey pokey. Exodus chapter 24, verse 13. Joshua was a young man. He was just a servant of Moses. Joshua chapter 24:13. Exodus 24:13. Thank you very much. Exodus 24:13. We see, and Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went into the mountain, into the mount of God. Joshua, if you read the whole thing, he was just a servant, just helping him there. And you see, he starts progressing. Joshua 33:11. From just being a servant, his ministry started blossoming, and something different started happening in this man's life. Joshua 33, verse 11. It's Exodus. I'm sorry. I apologize. No. Numbers. I apologize, guys. Anyway, I'll get about that scripture. Let's see. That scripture said in Joshua now becomes... Now that's it. 33:11. Exodus 33:11. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh to his friend, and he turned again to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. He was continually seeking God. There was a seed in him. He wouldn't back down. He hung around this man of God. And we see, moving forward in Numbers 27:18, he led Israel out. Praise ye the Lord. He said there was no man. When he started, he looked like nothing. And eventually, in number 27, he was anointed. Moses went on to his reward, and Joshua took over. And there was none like Joshua. Under his authority, things started happening. He was in battle. He said, "Thou son, stand still. I got a battle to fight." And the son stood still. Can you talk to the elements and they stand still? No, not at this moment. But God is raising a people. They'll be able to talk to the elements and they stand still. But it stands with a little seed. You have to cultivate it. Praise ye the Lord. And I say this little, you say, despite not the day of little things, this humble beginnings. Praise the Lord. Let's see some of the characteristics of what Noah did for him to find favor in God's eyes. Noah, with all the wickedness around him, he still had a family. Amen? How many people got saved? Himself and his family. So he was a family man. Praise ye the Lord. He protected his family. Do you build an ark in the city? No. He probably was out in Timbuktu somewhere building this ark. By himself. Probably during the day, in the evening, at night, he went preaching and witnessing. Are you witnessing? Do you have every opportunity that comes your way? Do you witness? It's easier to direct a moving vehicle than one that is stagnant. Can somebody say amen? Amen? You and I, we are the lights of the world. One thing we notice also the Bible said, Noah, the Lord spoke to Noah. So Noah continually, he listened to God. He heard God's voice. Not just heard it, he listened to it. There's one to hear God's voice, and another to listen. If I'm listening to my wife when she's talking, she knows. When I'm not listening, she knows. Is somebody with me? Huh? Or am I talking to myself alone? Senator is laughing at me. So there's a difference when you listen to God. So let's Noah, he listened to God. Praise the Lord. People who feed on your doubt, trivialize your passion, feed your weaknesses. Don't hang around them. Is somebody with me?
Yes,
those who feed your doubt, trivialize your passion, feed on your weaknesses. Don't hang around them. They are dream stealers, trying to steal your destiny. One thing we notice about Noah, he took instructions. Do you think if he changed the instruction God gave him, his family will be saved? There's something about instruction and obeying instruction that is very important as we serve our God. Sometimes you may be mad. Say, why did he say this? If it's the word of God, don't be mad at the messenger. Don't get angry at the messenger. He's just a messenger. Praise the Lord. The delivery man just delivered the letter. Take it. If it talks to you, run. Disobedience in following instructions could be very deadly. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Disobedience to an instruction could be very deadly. We see this case of Saul. Everybody remember that case? Went to meet the armies. The Lord said, do this, do this, do this. 1 Samuel chapter 15. So obedience is better than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. He followed instructions. Every instruction carries with it a key to open the door to your next season. If you do not fulfill the first instruction, the next door will not be opened. You won't get the next instruction. So obedience is very important as we turn this curve. As you turn the curve in your calling with Christ Jesus in this ministry. Praise the Lord. Following instructions could make a difference between where you are and where you like to be. The supernatural that we're expecting is tied to instructions. Every time you set your heart to work for God, you may start with very little knowledge of what He has called you to. But hang in there and don't despise the day of little things. Hallelujah. You may not understand it, but just hang in there and follow it. No matter how little it looks like, you will touch somebody's life and you make a difference in this world. Noah had incredible faith. I'm talking about walking in God's favor. We have to have faith. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible. It's impossible. You have to have faith in your destiny. You have to have faith that what God has said, He will do. Period. The word spoken will not return void. Imagine Noah. He was instructed to build a ship without a rudder. That's some hokey pokey. How do you steer the ship? And to imagine that he committed his entire family into this ship, this big ark that had no rudder. And when all the animals got in, guess what? He put animals. This guy was the first zookeeper. He didn't even know nothing about stuff like that. A lot of the time when the Lord calls you, he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. The dumb things. He takes the scum of the earth to shut the mouth of the naysayers. To shut the mouth of men of wisdom, knowledge, caliber. How many of us would hire an uneducated 12 folks to lead a people, a corporation, $50 billion? No education. That's what Jesus did. He started with 12 people who knew nothing about nothing. They had to rely and lean on him. That's what Noah did. So he put his complete trust of his life, that of his family, into God's hand. Everything. No, let's chat a little bit. And to thyself be true. Can I say, that you have committed everything about you to Christ Jesus? Everything. 110%. It's a question only you can answer. But how's this guy? And guess what he got? It had never rained. Nobody knew what rain was. And these people are probably saying, this guy is cuckoo. We know this guy was cuckoo, but truly, he is cuckoo. Because they didn't know what rain was. Secondly, when he got into the boat, into the big ship, by the way, do you know that the ocean liners that they build today is the dimensions in ratios. You heard that? Of this ocean, of what God commanded Noah to build. That's a replica of what man is doing today. Praise ye the Lord. He is always the original. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And guess what? Did Noah know how to take care of lions? Mercy me. He became the first zookeeper. He had to rely on God.
In the water.
He took everything.
With no rudder.
And guess what? When everything in Genesis, we look at that. As he got in the sheep, in the boat, and everything was, you know who shut the door? God shut the door. So he had no way of getting out. That's scary to me. I'm serious. The only thing he had under his control was the window to his next season. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Your ability to imagine, your ability to dream, your ability to see through the eyes of God into your future, into your next season, is all you have. But the opening of that door is tied to your faith. That opens, that unlocks the door. And only God can unlock that door. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So Noah, he got in there. This way and that way. Amen. I'm scared of water. When I see a light body of water, I can't swim. So you can imagine this guy. I don't know if all his kids could swim. But he trusted God. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Incredible faith. I found out something. In Matthew 27:51, when the Lord went to the cross, the Bible said what? the term, the veil, was rent in twain. That's what it was ripped in two. Right? So we can have access into the Holy of Holies. That was principally in the Old Testament, only the high priest could go in. And boy, he better be prepared, else he's going to die. Amen? Let me ask us a question. How did he get in? How did the high priest get into the veil? Well, it was just one piece. Remember, as the high priest, he had in his hand bowl for the blood and all those sacrifices. How did he get in? Nobody else could get in with him. May I say to us, God had to open that veil for him to walk through. Amen. Amen. See, and when he walked in the glory cloud, everything, nobody, they tied stuff around him, bells and stuff, so in case he falls down, the people stand outside with a chain. And behold, if he falls down, they don't hear his voice anymore, they don't hear the wrinkling of the bells around his feet and what have you. They drag him out. Nobody. So the opening of the next door, or for your next season, God has to open it. And the key is your faith in him. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. Let's just hang on. He didn't bring us this far to drop the ball. Amen. I said he didn't bring us this far to drop the ball. He's going to make a touchdown. Amen. There's going to be a touchdown. Hallelujah. After all the up and down, the ark, finally, it came down to a rest. Like I said, the only thing I had control over was open the window and see into his next season. And then, what was the first thing he did as he got out? Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. He builded an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast. This is the first time we see an altar. We hear the word altar. What is an altar? An altar. Then you take this lamb or goat or whatever to be slaughtered. Amen? The altar is where you and I will bring everything that's not right about us to be slaughtered. Bitterness, anger, what have you. Let it be slaughtered before him. So we are come out in newness. And after the slaughter, after he did his worshiping, also I'm talking about prayer, altar, and all that stuff too. So don't, I'm just bringing verse 21. Let's go on. Up through. And the Lord, he smelled a sweet savour. When we bring all these things before him, Lord, this is the challenge. This is my present season that I am in. He said, he that covers his sin. In Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs 28:13. Put that up for me. Proverbs 28:13. He said, shall not prosper. For whoso confesses them and forsakes them shall have mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what happened after he went to the altar? Thank God, heart of gratitude. God said then, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 8:21. And the Lord smelt a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Now will I again smite anymore everything, as every living thing as I have done. Go ahead. Now he made a promise. When all this, you come to the altar, and just look, there's nothing. The psalmist said, if I take the winds of the morning, there's nothing you can hide from him. Nothing. So you might as well just lay it at the altar without covering up. I'm so glad that, you know, this next Sunday we start this family husband sessions. It will bring into open so that before him we stand without masks, and we able, the body can be healed. Because the enemy comes to kill, to steal. If he's able to get within the families, with the husband and the wife, we cannot conquer. We cannot get to our next season for which God is desiring us to be. Praise ye the Lord. But I thank God for his mercies that are new every morning. He gives us a new page. Brand new sheet every morning. Brand new sheet. Say, write unto it as you chose desire for that day. That's what he's doing to us. He gives a brand new day. It's like taking a brand new piece of paper, write unto it your life stories. What are we writing? What are you writing? If we are to analyze in a 24-hour cycle how much time we spend in his presence. I'm not saying people don't go to work and stuff like that. But in our hearts, in our minds, where are you? Where am I? Amen? Praise the Lord. We are moving somewhere where God will work wonders in our lives and my life, so that we can reach to the next season where he wants us to be. Hallelujah. One in setting about to do your calling, your vocation, your desires to serve God, the moment you announce, the moment you take a step of faith to follow your destined assignment, guess what happens? All hell breaks loose. Somebody with me. Your friends become your enemies. Then there are critics. Huh, look at him. Bald head. Go climb the mountain. You have no idea what you're doing. Three blind mice. You don't even know what you're doing. You didn't even go to the seminary. You didn't even go to this. You didn't go. But this was my friend. This is my friend. I'm telling you what it's led him out to do to press on into the kingdom. If you're going to get into your next season, you are going to have to survive criticism of those who don't understand your assignment. If you plan to do anything for God, now you have to survive critics. You have to know what your assignment is, have a clear picture of what you're doing at that point. You may not understand everything, but just know, look, this is what I'm doing now. And step by step, he will guide you all the way. I mean, whatever your heart finds to do, do it with all of your heart. So if they are finding anybody to do that assignment, you'll be the best at it. Praise ye the Lord. Nobody ever built an ark before. Noah built one. And it didn't sink. Amen? Because he got instructions. He didn't know it all. He leaned on him. that knew it all. Hallelujah. Who is a critic? Listen to this carefully. Here's the definition of a critic. A critic is someone who judges others because it reminds them of what they are not doing. Once you start doing something for the kingdom, everybody, somebody say, no, I know she doesn't know what she's doing. Why? Because it exposes the other person what they are not doing. You start going about to try to knock on people's door. Come on, in America, you can't knock on somebody's door. It's impossible. They'll kick you out. Right? But somebody's doing it. Amen? Do something. And the Lord will take whatever little you do and multiply it. Except the seed fall to the ground. The seed that he has put in you and me, except it falls to the ground, decay, you'll not come back to life. Amen? That's what the word said. Every challenge, every problem that you face, you might see it as a problem. You might see it as an opportunity for advancement. David and Goliath, case in point. Everybody criticized this young man. You are not a man of war, boy. Come on, get out of town. You've not even done this. You don't even know how to carry the armor. You don't know how to carry this. They put on, oh, mercy me. The guy, young David, saw it as an opportunity to glorify the God of heaven. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine for crying out loud? By my God, I slew the lion. By my God, I tore the bear. This guy, I'm going to get him down. Amen. He knew that he knew. And nobody could rain on his parade. His brother couldn't rain on his parade. Nobody. But there was so much criticism. But you know what? That battle, that problem, took him straight to the palace. Is somebody with me? Without that problem on his hand, he wouldn't be in the palace. Hallelujah. John, I think it's chapter 6. The man with the withered hand. He had a problem on his hand, man. Have you seen somebody who's got a withered hand? How he tries to hide it? Because everybody's looking at him. Are you some people? Oh my. He has no pinky. Oh, he looks stubby. Everybody stares at him. Is that true? Guess what Jesus did? In church, for crying out loud. Jesus told the man to stand up. Can you imagine him? Oh man. Stretch forth your hand. Oh man, for everybody to see and expose this crooked and. But praise God. He followed the instruction and he translated him into his next season. His prayers were answered because he dared to follow instruction. Amen?
Amen.
All of us know the story of Naaman, the Syrian warrior. Went to Elisha. To the king of Syria. He said, please, the little lady said, oh man, if you go to the prophet of Elisha, prophet of Israel, Elisha in Israel, you'll be healed of your leprosy. Long story short, he stood before Elisha. In fact, Elisha was. If Elisha didn't even see him, didn't even open the door to the guy. Do you know that? He didn't open the door, he didn't see him. He just sent his messenger, go tell him. Let him go wash in River Jordan. The man was indignant. Say, mercy me. And there are cleaner rivers that could go washing for me to go wash in this filthy river. They say, you want to get clean? You better follow instruction. Praise ye the Lord. The following of instruction opens the door to the supernatural. We have to do in the natural what we have to do. It's in God's hand to do the supernatural. Praise ye the Lord. You do what you have to do, God will do the supernatural. Hallelujah. So if you don't do what you have to do, will the supernatural take place? That's why we encourage us. We encourage us. Join us as much as you can in this prayer fasting times. That we may open, it may open the next season for you. I don't know what your season could be. I don't know what you desire of him. But boy, I want to see Jesus. I said, boy, I want to see Jesus. Amen. A lot of this talking is talk, 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 talk. I like to see Jesus. Amen. In the house. But if we seek him with all of our hearts, he said, we shall be found of him. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If you're far, if you're near, where two or three are gathered, the Bible said, he is there in their midst to do the impossible. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. As I round up, there's a higher calling. There's a higher calling God has called you and I to. I'm serious. There's a higher calling in your life and my life, to the intent that if we seek him with all our hearts, we shall be found of him. There are so many promises in the world that's yet to be fulfilled. Amen? Amen. If there's somebody dead, can you be called on to raise the dead? And he said, go pray for the sick, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely you have. You are given, freely you have received. This is your calling and my calling. What we have fallen short. Praise the Lord. Amen. May the Lord have mercy upon us. And open. And we step in by faith into our next season. You know, somebody said, look, when people praise you, keep on walking. Keep on serving him. When they laugh at you, keep on walking, keep on serving him. Don't be swayed to left or to right. Just keep on keeping on. Someone was saying, hey, all this rat race. If you want to survive the rat race, you know what you do? Stay away from the rats. Them dream stealers who don't understand the greatness, the value of what Christ, the down payment that Christ paid, the earnest of what God has put in, and we have to give it back to him in measures, pressed down. Amen? A harvest, a seed of watermelon. You could see a seed, but guess what? Plant that seed. You don't know how many bunches of watermelons. That's what Christ has put in us. Let us rise up to our calling in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Shall we pray? I don't know if you're here. this morning as I round up this segment. You are saying, Lord, I've been here too long. Trials and tribulations, challenges pressed you down. Maybe health issues, family situations, extended family challenges here and there. He is able. Amen. I said, Jesus is able. The key is faith. Every time Jesus wanted to perform and move people to their next season, he said, what do you have in your hand? Every time. Am I right? What do you have? Moses, what do you have? The Shunammite woman. All the debtors were after her. Her only some vessels. So they'll get more vessels. And her miracle happened. Open the next season for her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. I pray that the Lord just opens the windows of heaven. The doors that were shut. We have to be patient in what he has called us to. Noah was patient. He was patient. You know what his name Noah means? Rest and quiet. You have to be patient. And the bloodline of Jesus Christ will speak for you. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. If you're here and you're praying, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Maybe a job situation, maybe health issues. What do you have in your hands? What do you have in your hands? Faith, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You trust God. You trust God. And believe that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can think or imagine. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you have a situation this morning and it looks like it's overwhelming, Jesus is passing this way. I want to just lift up your hands to him. To him. And say, Jesus. Jesus. Thou son of David, pass me not by. That is what the cry of the blind, everybody else was around, was saying, shut up, shut up, shut up. The mother shouted at him. Father, in the name of Jesus, that name that's exalted above every name, we call the blood of Jesus to be on the situation of your children. In the name of Jesus, the doors that have been shut. In the name of Jesus, let them begin to open. In Jesus' name. Every door the enemy has shut, let them begin to open. The ones that he has opened, I command them shut. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We exalt you. Because you have put this treasure in an earthen vessel. That the glory, the excellency may be of thine. That are such as the heart and the reign of man. Such our hearts. If there are any impurities, any sins of commission, of omission, Father Lord, put them under the blood. Because of ourselves, we can do nothing. But Father, Lord, because of the blood, let the bloodline speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your high calling in every individual here. The purpose for which you sent each and every one of us to this earth. Father, Lord, let the dew of heaven alight upon it. Let the sun of righteousness shine upon it. Let the day star arise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. We exalt and bless your name. We exalt and bless your name. We give you glory and honor. Our kinsman redeemer, our friend, our pastor. We thank you. Because when we are not even faithful, you remain faithful. When we are not watching, you watch over us. He said, except the Lord keeps the city, except the Lord keeps you, the watchmen, they watch but in vain. We thank you that you watch over us in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Where will we be without you, Lord? What will we do without you? Thank you for healing our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the eyes that need healing. For the spiritual eyes that need healing. Touch in the name of Jesus. Those with problems with their children, Father, Lord, let peace reign. The plans of the enemy concerning these children, you will not see the light of day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, because we're not labor in vain. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Just hang in there a little longer. Your victory is on the way. Amen. I say, hang in there longer. Do it tarry, wait for it. It shall not tarry long.
Amen.
Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Whew. Thank you for the opportunity. As we change the order of service, I want to really appreciate everyone that has made this your home church. You ain't seen nothing yet. I said you ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
The beginnings maybe little, but the latter end will be greatly magnified. You can take that to the bank, like I say. You can take that to heaven. You ain't seen nothing yet. The Lord will do what he said he will do. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.